You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And we're going to have a quick one this morning. We are going to be looking at rather hope.study. And in hope.study this morning, we are interested in looking at a lesson that talks about our future. Yeah, we're trying to find ourselves in in the future. It's very nice to know what the future looks like, and sometimes it's something that I wish I had the powers to. But well, seeing into the future, yeah. So last week we spoke about King Nebuchadnezzar and the dream that he had. You know, the various metals from which the image was made symbolized different world powers, you know. God showed Daniel what the image represented, and Daniel is the one who told the king about that. So this morning we move on into the next part of this lesson. The first question that they ask is for us to see what we remember about the lesson that we learned from the last time. So King Nebuchadnezzar definitely did have a dream, okay? This one is very difficult. They say I must choose, and I'm trying to choose, and it's like, what? So the Bible prophecy reveals that God is in control of the future, and we can trust the Bible today and its accuracy to safely lead us through troubled times in our lives. Because today we live in a world, in a time, actually, according to the prophecy, we live at the feet and iron, and of clay, the feet of iron and clay. And we are basically at the very edge of the world. They'll say we are at the toe, just the last bit of it, if you look at the things that are happening. It says in Daniel chapter 2 that, and in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Just as you saw that a stone was broken off from the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will take place in the future. So the dream is certain and its interpretation is trustworthy. There were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. So the kingdom that will last forever and ever is indeed the kingdom of God. Quite an extraordinary thought. I can't wait to see how then the stone will be cut out. They say it's a stone cut out without human hands, representing the kingdom of God. And the last one world empire will be ruled by the God of heaven. Yeah, great news, do you think? Because, yeah, humanity attempts to replace the need for God by relying on science and technology. But this cannot solve the problems of a world in turmoil. Only God can, and he will set up a kingdom of peace and safety that will indeed rule forever. So all these details of prophecy have been accurately fulfilled. And as you can be certain that what the Bible predicts is sure to happen, you can face your future with confidence because your destiny can be sealed with renewed purpose and hope. And do you and I want to be part of God's kingdom? Do we not? I think I would love that for myself, and I hope that is exactly what you would like for you as well. So we're going to continue learning about what the future holds for ourselves in our own lives, and definitely what is in store in the world as well. We should not have any fears with regards to that, because God indeed is in control. I can't wait for this next session that we're about to have. If I could play All the Single Ladies by Beyonce right now, I would, but alas, I can't. Let's meet on the other side of this on Facebook as well as on YouTube.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.